spoiling with stuff about soccer.
Yeah, you had to walk in here, but you know that, and I don't want to put the salt and seasoning, bacon or ham or whatever you want to put in. Or just, you don't want to put in it, you don't have to move through it, you just put five new food.
Do you use lots of water or just enough to cover?
Well, I always put just enough in the bowl. You know, we'll put a lot of water because there's a lot of water in them. And if you use the thing you want to boil, you're going to cook them until most of the water boils out of for. A long time ago, people don't do it now, but a long time ago, people would eat the juice out of green milk called a pot pickle.
Oh.
With cornbread, you know, you crumble the cornbread up in the bowl, and then crumble the cornbread. Of course, nowadays people laugh at you.
What do you call corn that you just chuck and cook and eat with your hands?
You mean hoe with that? Corn is it called?
Okay. Do you ever call it anything else?
You mean boy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just corn on the cob. And when it begins to get, that's when it's soft, you know, when it begins to, get kind of hard and dry, you can put it in the stove and bake it.
Oh, really?
It's called roasting ears.
You know,
roasting ears?
Yeah.
Roasting. And then you roast the corn, it kind of dries it out and you can, it turns kind of brown.
Well, do you just eat it off the cob and you cut it off?
No, you eat it off. I mean, you eat it. You know, you don't eat it on the cob, you like it, you boil it on the cob. And then when you cut it off the cob, you put it hard, you cut it off the cob, cook it, it's fried.
Uh-huh. Well, I never knew that about roasting it. what do you call an animal with a black, that's black with a white stripe down its back? No, it's terrible.
Skunk or polecat.
And what do you call another animal? It's a small one that lives around ponds or rivers or well, not a swamp, I'm sure. And it can hop and it croaks.
Oh.
Are there different kinds of them, different names depending on whether they live in the water or in the land?
Well, I imagine there is what's called a tree frog. You see, he's a green frog.
Mm-hmm.
And some people call him spring frog.
Oh, is spring frog?
I think they are.
Oh.
And because they seem like they always more of them get in spring, and I think he says a new batch for now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a regular old toad frog, you know, like you see hopping around out in the yard, and those brown looking things. And then there's a bullfrog, they stay in the water, I think, or kind of around the pond, because like that. That's the kind of thing people eat.
Uh-huh.
Bullfrog, yeah. Some people, they're like, that's all I know about frogs.
Okay. what do you call ordinary worms that people use for fish bait?
Well, there's worms, but I have a different kind of worms.
What are the really big ones?
Well, I just call those night crawlers and those wiggers.
Oh.
And some are called shark worms. That's most of the people have a bed, a worm bed, you know.
Oh, huh.
And but they're real easy to break, like when you fish them. And they're real small.
Huh. Well, when you have a worm bed, how do you...